Hey baby, it's me. I know you said you were going to be out tonight, you weren't going to be able to talk, and you know that I'm all for that. I love your friends. Say hi to them. Please let them know I say hi. But I am not used to not speaking to you all day. And I'm super not used to going to bed without having told you about my day. And I like to think that you are not able to go to bed without hearing from me either. Don't tell me if I'm wrong. I'm choosing to believe that I'm right, and you can correct me at a later date and time, and that date and time is never. I don't know. It's weird. I'm here in this hotel room, and I know it's a privilege to be able to travel for this training, for work, and to learn all this stuff and to meet new colleagues, and you encouraged me to come, and I'm so thankful that I have someone like you who wants me to do well. But it is weird to be here, to be in a bed without you. I think is this the first time that we've been apart for this long since we moved in together? I don't know. You would love the bed here, though. It is a Cal King, and I can fit entirely on it and stretch out and not touch anything. And I think if you were here, we could sleep and not touch each other at all. Imagine that. You wouldn't have to feel me kick you in the middle of the night. I could pretend I don't hear your snores. And then in the morning, I wouldn't be able to reach you to tell you good morning. So maybe it's not good. We can't get a Cal King bed. We just can't do it. I do miss too much. It's weird not having you too warm next to me at night. You know how I always like push you away because I also get too hot at night. But that means in the morning, I don't have you there to keep me warm and to keep me in bed for a few more minutes. And as much as I complain about your snoring, and you do snore, I love you so much, but you do snore. I think at this point it's soothing. I haven't been able to sleep as well because I'm not hearing it. I even downloaded a white noise machine, and even that isn't working. And I can't steal the blankets from you. So instead of ending up with the perfect amount of blankets because you have yanked back what's yours, I just end up knotted. And it was great for one night, but I can't wait to be home. I miss you, you know? Oh, I forgot to tell you though. Today at Starbucks, I saw these people on a first date. I wasn't creepy watching them. I know you would say that I was. I wasn't. I was just casually observing. And they were so cute. You could tell they were both like a little bit nervous, kept doing those like glances at each other of like, how interested are you? You know, how are you feeling about this? Their hands were doing that like weird rest in the middle of the table. They weren't comfortable enough yet for one of them to just grab it. And their silences were still filled with tension because they didn't know each other enough to be comfortable yet. And it just reminded me of our first date. Do you remember that? I was so nervous to meet you. You had gotten there a little bit ahead of me, and I actually spotted you through the window before I walked in. Have I ever told you that? I saw you before we officially met, and I almost turned around and ran. I just couldn't believe that someone like you was going to be on a date with me. You know, you had this look on your face that you still get sometimes where you're just lost in your own world. And I wondered what you were thinking about. And I still wonder what you're thinking about when I see that look. It's a good look. I know that this is rambly, and I know you're not going to listen to it right away, which is perfect. I was going to send you a voicemail, but I knew that if I called you and you didn't answer because you had told me you were going to be out and then I left a voicemail, you were going to be in a panic and not hang out with your friends. But when you get this, just know I'm thinking about you. And it'll still be true because I am always thinking about you. I miss you. But I'll see you soon, okay? I love you.